Yes, this is Geek This Week, episode 5 for... This is the 25th of March in 2007. The third episode of 2007. Marshall... Cool.
And we're in March already, so that says a lot.
Our release schedule is based on Floss Weekly, so...
Yeah! I'm playing Quinn, and I've cleared all the rows, and I got the little guy that jumps up and down.
Something like that. That's what I imagine was sounding.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I guess we have to talk about stuff. Yeah, so there is going to be a new 360. The 360.
Really? Because I'm buying one soon.
They say, according to...
Meaning 4 months from now.
Article, 120 gig hard drive, HDMI out, and $780. And it's black.
Is this a rumor, or is this a confirmed fact?
Of course it's rumor. Is anything confirmed?
From who?
From, believe it or not, the San Jose Mercury News.
Really? I didn't know they did gaming news.
Of course they do, they have to.
I didn't know they did real news at all.
Well, they're in the Silicon Valley, so, I mean, come on. The Xbox division of Microsoft is across the street from LaserQuest. So, yeah.
Really?
I never knew that. I mean, I've been there. Basically, you can see it from the freeway. There's a big building. Well, not that big of a building. It says Microsoft. It's on basically 101 right before Shoreline.
Never seen it.
There's,
Do you think they sell Xboxes
probably
there?
Probably not. They probably sell Xboxes, though. I don't know. But, anyway. I don't know. I'd get a 360, but there are no good games that I want for it, so.
Gears of War.
Screw Gears of War. Okay.
Why?
It's Gears of War. It doesn't look that amazing.
Have you played the game?
This doesn't sound that good.
I got a chance to play it, a couple of days ago at a friend's house. It is fun. It has really good co-op.
Is the co-op really that much better than Halo 2's co-op?
Oh, yeah, it is, actually. Because, like, Halo 2's co-op feels like something that they just threw in. This actually is a part of the game.
Yeah, whatever. There's no good 360 games that I want yet, so... No use for me. Yeah.
It's way too short, though.
That's what
though.
I've heard, like 6
my
hours.
My friend says he beat it in...
Like 6 what? Hours?
He beat it on the hardest level in like 20.
I don't play games at the hardest levels. Do the first, do the normal one, and you go up, right?
I just play on normal. And then I beat it
I don't really like the difficulty level. I don't play it ever again.
Unless it has online. If it has online, I play it
afterwards. The difficulty level, I kind of don't like it in some way. It's nice to just have one game, you just go through it. So,
I don't get why people play their games like replay their games. It's just like I don't see
have
the
you
point.
Ever, I mean, it depends on the game though. I mean, how many times have you played through?
Well,
GTA
yeah, obviously, but like
how
what?
How many times
have
you played through?
I've only played that twice, but then again, it's just like you have to play it twice because there's just so much stuff to do in that game. Like you've only really truly beaten the game after you've beat all the missions, gotten all the tags. I don't think they're called horseshoes or some other crap like that. So much to do in that game. It's like,
I mean, I've probably played through Ratchet 3 four or five times. But then that game's only 6 hours long, especially on the multiple times through. And the first time will take you maybe 20, and then the rest of them about 6. But for like Ratchet, you need to play it about 2 times, and then after that it kind of just dies. But it's a fun game.
Yeah. This guy I know, I work with him. He beat, he did a speed run on Zelda Ocarina of Time.
In 5 minutes.
He did the whole thing in 3 hours?
I don't know, though. I haven't even played through Ocarina
of Time. It's pretty good.
And I have it for the GameCube, so.
You should do it. It's a good game.
I have Wind Waker and Twilight Princess, so. See, I don't like Zelda. That's the problem.
Really?
Honestly, I love.
How do you call yourself a
Metroids.
Nintendo fanboy?
I personally don't like the 3D Metroid games and Zelda.
Really? Do you like the Metroid game for
the
DS?
The DS is okay. I like the Metroid Prime Pinball. That's a good game. My parents are addicted to that, but that's another story. I love.
That's a different
2D,
story.
The Game Boy Advance Metroid games were amazing. I'd say
I wouldn't say amazing.
They're some of the best games. I'd say it was better than Mario Kart for the GBA, which is saying a lot.
See, the only problem is I had a really bad attention span back then. So, I could not play through that game.
Especially Zero Mission, you don't really need to... I mean, Zero Mission was so easy, but it was really fun. And then once you got to where you got to play as Naked Samus, or Suitless Samus, that was fun too. But, yeah. Whatever, I'm not getting a 360 until there's some good games. And or Burnout. Oh, crap, there is a...
Are you getting a PS3?
Oh, yes, I am getting a PS3. No. You know why? Ratchet & Clank, Tools of Destruction.
Why?
There's what? A new Ratchet & Clank game. Tools of Destruction.
High score in Quinn, baby. Under 23K.
23K or 200. Oh.
123K.
High score, I got like 200. So, yeah.
What?
200.
That's ridiculous. How often do you play this game?
Quinn is about 150. I'd say what? A good game about 175.
How much do you play?
I think it's when I start at level 5, so you get more points faster. Yeah.
Really? I'm going to do that because it's like.
But yeah, the new Ratchet & Clank game. They have a 720p trailer of it. It is amazing looking. Because it just looks like the old game, but in HD. But it does look pretty amazing. So.
Yep.
So, there's a little, right, there's a really tiny little Wikipedia article on it. 5. So. Yeah. Let's hope it isn't as bad as Deadlocked. Because Deadlocked sucked. Deadlocked.
What?
Deadlocked POS.
What was the game you were talking about
Ratchet
now?
Ratchet & Clank, the new one. I don't remember the name of it.
Wow, that's descriptive.
Tools of Destruction. The Thank reason you. I will be getting a PS3, if I have to.
If I have
unless
to.
Unless Sony becomes a third-party publisher by then. Or they pull a... It'll be like Sonic for the Dreamcast. I want to predict we're going to see Ratchet & Clank on the... what's after the PS3? So, on the X720 or whatever they're gonna call it. we're gonna see Ratchet and Clank 4, Tools of Destruction on hopefully on the anyway. Okay, that's the reason I'll be getting a PS3. So. Which, speaking of incredibly expensive products, a study has been found that consumers are not willing to pay $500 for the iPhone.
Really? Never would have guessed that one.
I mean, would you pay $500 plus a 2-year life in slave labor?
Well, you can just put your SIM in there. I mean, everybody... I mean, and actually, that's the thing. It's... legalized in December of 2006, you can now officially put your SIM card legally into your card. I mean, into your phone.
Yeah. You can do it, just you're going to lose $150 or have to pay singular. It's not really bad. You just have to pay $150 in addition to that to break your contract, so. Or get out of it some way.
No. Just like what I did. I took my crappy phone, took the SIM out, and put it in my sliver.
Did you pay... You bought the sliver unlocked, though, right? Yeah, so.
Yeah,
how much?
From eBay.
Like 150? 200?
Yeah, it was 150. Normally 200 from Singular. And there are unlocked codes for
unlocked
phones.
Unlocked codes for...
So, like, you buy an iPhone without the contract. Unlock, put in the unlocked code.
No, the thing
and,
is they're only going to sell it with Singular.
There you go.
They're not going to do it unlocked like your phone.
Well, then buy it off eBay like I did.
Well, you're going to have to pay $700-$800 then for that. Because someone's going to get one.
No. Dude, I got my phone cheaper than what I would have gotten
from Singular.
Well,
that's because they bought it. I mean, it's because of the iPhone. It's only going to be released through Singular. Not going to do like any of the other cell phone manufacturers where you can buy one if you really want to without a carrier. You need to get a carrier with it.
They should have just made the damn thing CDMA, GSM, unlocked.
I'd like it CDMA.
For any
CDMA,
carrier.
Because I have CDV. Sprint. That, again, Sprint kind of sucks, so. No real loss.
Really? Tell us, Jeremy.
Honestly, they probably don't suck any more than any other cell phone carrier. But.
I'll tell you this right now.
They claim they have the best coverage in the Bay Area.
The...
Just not at my house.
Well, the the cellular store where, oh, by the way, I'm getting a new phone next week
Oh, come on, you
because
gotta
my
wait for the
plan ran out.
iPhone.
No, I can't. I can't. I'm not gonna buy an iPhone.
Oh, maybe IMG will give you an iPhone. Come on, wait. Do not get a new phone.
Yeah, right. Like I'm gonna
Yeah,
get an
why would
iPhone for
you get one?
free.
You have a sliver, that's a good phone. Just wait for the iPhone.
No, because just because my mom would get this
Oh, well,
phone.
just add her to
The plan is already in place. She
the.
went to Singular like, oh well,
Wait,
can
can
I
I?
get a free phone and add a line to our
Yeah.
family plan? And she's like, they're like, oh sure. And she's like, give me my favorite F word. And it's like, so she has a crappy free phone. And then, come my time. By the way, my plan
Yeah,
expired in
so I
November.
just wait for
Come next week, I'm buying some new phone. She gets my sliver, puts her SIM in there, and ka-ching, ka-ching, baby.
Oh, come on, man. What kind of phone would you get though?
I don't know, Razer.
But you have a sliver though.
Eh.
Why doesn't your mom just use the crappy phone she has? I mean,
Because it's a crappy phone. Why not?
you
Why
get a new
not?
why doesn't she get a new
She was gonna add a
iPhone?
line anyways. Why not get a cooler
I guess
phone for
so.
free?
I don't know, man. I
I mean, she was gonna add a line to our contract either
would wait
way,
for the
so.
iPhone, man. 'Cause once the iPhone comes out, you know what else is gonna happen? The prices are gonna drop on everything else. Yeah, so that's okay.
I don't know.
Then again, I have no money, so it's not like.
I'll ask Tinsor Dennis, will he buy me an
Or will he give you an iPhone to test? That's even better.
iPhone? Well, that's the thing. If you get one of those, you
Well,
have to
yeah,
return
but
them.
I mean, you don't have to return them. Or do you?
Oh my God, that sounded so funny on this end. You're like, well, you don't have to
Yeah, 'cause
return
I
them.
did that.
Well, yeah, but then they
Oh
come
yeah, I
looking
guess
for
so.
you. And Steve Jobs and his black
With the Apple
helicopters, you
ninjas.
know. Yeah, they
They have
crash
little
through your door and throw
things that
iPod
blow.
accessories at your
I
face.
was thinking more of nunchuck Apple things that go.
What the hell? Okay, moving
Yeah.
on.
Have you played the Peggle game? It's really, really stupid.
The what?
But here, I'll send you a link to it. It's on the Delicious Geek This Week that or Delicious slash Geek This Week. Anyway, here I'll send you. Oh crap, that's to Marshall. This is the problem with Skype. You have like kind of tabbed conversations, but it's more of the sidebar, which I.
Yeah, and you know what really
Yeah.
pisses me off? The fuck every time you quit Skype and you've had an
Yeah, it
active
comes back
conversation
up.
open, the
Yeah.
next time you open it. Yeah, and it's like sometimes I'm open like a week later. And it's like, oh, why didn't he send me IM? It's like, oh shit, this is like from a week ago.
Yeah, whatever.
This seems like some game my
Oh
sister would
man,
be
because
obsessed
you
with.
basically shoot a little ball, and there's little balls inside, and it bounces around. And each one you hit, it like disappears. And you have to hit the orange ones to move on to the next level. I played it for an hour on
This
Steam,
is
and
here's
then
the
that's
game
when
my
my.
sister's obsessed with.
I would buy it. Oh yeah, that game. Oh. Have you played it? Okay, good.
No. Well, I mean, I've clicked around on my
Yeah.
sister's thing, and I'm like,
So anyway, the
well,
game we're
what's this?
talking
Click,
about,
click,
which I will
click.
add to Delicious now, it's called Club Penguin. I, of course, first thought it was a Linux game. It's like, oh, a Linux game, because everything's penguin.
By the way, I installed the. Well, I didn't install, but I downloaded and used the live CD of the new distro of Linux 7.05 or
Yeah, the
whatever,
Intel
10.
7.04 beta still doesn't support the Wi-Fi card. But do you know they have a new Wi-Fi browser? It looks just like the one in OS 10. Honestly, it looks just like the
Really?
one in OS 10. It's almost as good, if not better, than the one in OS 10, which is ain't a lot. But
Cool.
anyway, it still doesn't work, kinda. I don't know. It might be something I'm doing. Probably something I'm doing. So.
It's probably just
It just
because
doesn't like
you're
my.
installing the Windows, or not the Windows,
Yeah,
but you
well.
know, computers that should be running Windows version,
Yeah.
because you can't, they don't have a Mac running Intel. They
Oh,
have
well.
a x86 architecture,
Well,
64-bit,
this
which is what I
computer's like
downloaded.
what? Basically, an Intel motherboard with an Intel wireless chipset and a ATI graphics. So, it's not really that different than any normal PC. It's just inside a little tiny iMac case and it has a big ass screen in front of it. You know.
Well, I'll tell you if mine works any better because I have to download a different distro than you because I'm 64-bit.
Yeah, you can run 32 though with it. I mean, you know, you might not because you're because that's only I think for the AMD processors. No.
They said AMD or I mean, AMD yeah, AMD, so, but yeah. It's
It probably will work.
And if it didn't, it only took me an hour to download. Surprisingly. Yeah. I don't know why it went so much faster because because last time I downloaded the 4 GB DVD version.
DVD version of Ubuntu?
You know they used to, now they don't.
Every piece of software you ever might want to have. Then again, I mean, I don't know. It's for Linux. It's like if the Wi-Fi worked, I'd have it installed, but it doesn't work, so I don't have it installed.
If I had a reason for having Linux, then I would have it installed. But now, no.
I think if I would build a computer for my grandma, I'd probably put Ubuntu on it.
No spyware, no adware. Well, yeah, because I mean, what is your grandma gonna do? Browse the internet? That's it.
And maybe talk to your friends in Germany on Skype.
Yeah.
I mean, what does your mom do on the computer? You know, surf the net, check the email, and talk to people on Skype.
Yeah. Not even. Surf the net, check email, Word is pretty much it.
So, what is this Club Penguin game? Which.
Don't ask me, I have no idea.
Meet new friends. So, it's MySpace and WoW. Oh, no, you know what? It's Second Life. You know, my dad.
Oh, man. Don't even get started. Let's see if my sister's playing right now.
Oh,
remote desktop activated.
So you actually paid the $300?
Oh, no, it's in screensaver right now.
$300? Oh.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I,
They just give you random.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Anyway. Yeah, whatever.
Man, the screensaver in remote desktop, though, like, it's really retarded because it has the Ken Burns effect, it's called, where it zooms in and out, but, like, I don't have enough bandwidth on my Airport Extreme, so every time it changes frames, there's, like, a little refresh line that goes down the screen. It's weird.
Yeah, so this Club Penguin game, I'll say Second Life for younger people. Which is,
yep, no acts of terrorism in that game.
Exploding penises?
No, it rained penises. No.
Exploding penises, raining penises, same thing.
I'm currently controlling my sister's computer for the hell of it.
Not killing our network connection, surprisingly. I bet everyone's, like, watching TV right now, so.
Yeah,
anyway, I installed the VMware Fusion for OS X about a month ago now. It's pretty cool. It's
cool.
VMware. It's almost as good as Parallels, except for no coherence mode yet. So, yeah.
I haven't been in Windows on my computer forever.
Windows yesterday on my computer trying to get a pirated version of that game I wanted to play working. But I didn't want to, like, do...
What
that
game?
That one, the Peggle game. So I didn't want to go to one of the Pirate Bay sites because in Windows that's kind of dangerous and stupid.
Why don't you just? Are you? Did you install it via?
Because it gives you an hour.
Did you use 32?
Yeah,
FAT32.
I installed NTFS.
No, you should have done it FAT32 because then you can put stuff on from the Mac partition.
In Windows, my understanding is that FAT32 will destroy your system. That's what I was thought.
No.
And NTFS is almost as good as a real file format like the ones Linux and OS X use.
Dude, FAT32, I've never had a problem with them.
I wouldn't, I don't know. Whatever. I don't do anything about Windows thing other than play games and listen to podcasts while playing games, so. It's not like I'm doing crap. And I finally have to buy a copy of Gary's Mod. The combo pack, Counter-Strike Gary's Mod, so I can play Gary's Mod. After millions of years of waiting for Gary's Mod. Anyway, what else do we have in the magical... But yeah, the VMware, it's kind of fun when you have Ubuntu running and you go back to OS X and then go to Windows. Except for Windows is so like, you need to activate your Windows. It's like, I don't want to activate Windows. It's like, in Ubuntu it works. You can surf the net in Ubuntu. through OS 10. It's pointless, but cool. I think pointless, but cool is a good way to set it up. Okay, Marshall's still not here, so we're kind of running out of stuff to talk about. But
Oh, shit. I have to plug in my laptop.
I'll let you that know.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, anyway. You know, they hacked the Apple TV so it can play Xvid and DivX.
Yeah, I heard about that. Oh, yeah, I installed nice. The... I didn't install... Well, yeah, I installed...
I downloaded about
I installed the Apple TV OS on an external hard drive, and it's like it doesn't work, because...
Yeah. Well, yeah, it needs the...
It starts to start up, and all I get is a shiny silver Apple logo and a black background, and that's as far as it gets.
Well, what I've heard is... oh, crap. is that the Apple TV is basically a... Basically, a little bit faster than an Xbox. It's like a Pentium M, 1 gigahertz, some decoder chip for the H.264 stuff, and a few other things, and some RAM, and a mildly big-ass hard drive. But not that
it's
big.
40 gigs.
It's like an iPod, right? I don't know. Yeah, so it's not that small. You probably can put in a bigger hard drive, too. I mean,
yeah, of course you can.
Can pop in like a 100 gigabyte hard drive. Yeah, so.
I will buy an Apple TV when Apple starts offering 720p content. Plus content on iTunes.
I will get an Apple TV when they're free, so. I don't know. And sometimes it's like, man, it'd be nice if I could watch The Family Guy on the iMac, on the TV. And it's like, but I don't want to pay $250 for that.
It's $300.
$250.
The Apple TV is $300.
I thought it was $250. I'm checking on Apple right now. Oh, it is $300? I thought it was $250. What the hell? That's another $50. Yeah. So that's a ripoff, man. Just get an iPod. Get an iPod video.
Well,
sync it to your computer,
what I do is I have.
Oh my God.
I have a HDMI to DVI cable.
Yeah.
Which I just plug into my MacBook Pro and then bring that over to the living room.
Well, we have
It's really cool cuz I have a 1080p TV.
Uh-huh.
So, I load up an Apple trailer in 1080p. It looks so cool.
Oh yeah.
It looks really 1080p
good. 1080p for the win, and we have Marshall from not call him separately, call him in the conference. Okay, we have Marshall.
Oh, your audio call I just went to hell.
Well, yeah, because Marshall just came in. So, how Skype works is basically all the gets. I don't know how Skype works.
Marshall,
hey, Marshall is here.
Hello.
So, oh crap. Okay.
Marshall, it's your fault. You ruined Jeremy's audio quality. Damn it.
I don't know. It depends on whoever has the.
Did you enter puberty there?
No, I'm just exiting.
Ah, yes, that sucks too.
Anyway, so, Marshall, do you want an Apple TV?
I want an Apple TV.
Yeah. Because you know you
I don't know, the idea is kind of nice, but you could already do it with what you have now, so I don't really see why you need to get
And I thought it was $250.
Special thing.
Two things I want from...
No.
I want it to be a DVR.
Oh, yeah.
B, I want it, iTunes to offer HD content.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and see, I wanted to have a bigger hard drive options. Because if you're going to have HD content, then, I mean, like, 40 gigs is nothing.
I thought it was, though, for streaming. I mean, you don't really sync it. And I think you need N also.
You can sync some stuff. No, you can do G and B and N.
Yeah, I don't know.
It would be...
Honestly, though, I've watched content on B, and it does work as long as it's really low res. Like, iPod quality. It works fine.
Here's the thing I think with Apple. Apple does all these things that you could already do. They just make it really, really easy.
Yeah.
I have to say so. So does it use, like, the front row interface or something? I can go to an Apple store. Maybe I can go to one tomorrow.
It uses a modified front row interface.
Anyway, Marshall's taking a call. I mute him, but I don't know how. So... Hopefully he'll mute himself. Anyway, I don't know. The Apple TV looks cool, but it's like $300, too much money. But I think once you can hack it, because you could probably run OS 10 on them.
Oh, dude, you can. This is like
It's gonna be
a hacker's
because they're not gonna
best
lock it down.
dream come true.
There's
You
no
can do so
reason
much
to.
crap with this thing, I bet. It's gonna
Yeah.
be like the new Xbox, the
I
next
think so, because
Xbox.
it's $300, so it's cheaper than a 360. Well, kind of. It's.
Cheaper than the good
Well,
360.
that's what I was
The
gonna
real
say.
360.
Yeah. So it's gonna be, I think, the ultimate screw around with it product, because it's gonna be. You can do pretty. We'll probably be able to eventually play games with it. I
Yeah,
mean, you'll be
yeah.
able to.
I want to use the Wiimote with it,
I
'cause they've
know.
done that with Max and the infrared sensor.
Have you played the Wii yet? Well, you played Zelda with me
Well,
for like 5 minutes,
played it at
right?
the GameStop, but
Yeah.
that's about it.
I played that level so much better at home though, cause you have the levels on the Wiimote so much lower than because the problem is at the store is they have the volume so low on the TV and so high on the Wiimote. It's like, but
No, yeah.
when you bring it
Man, the
home and you
speaker
can.
on the Wiimote just blows all the way to fucking
No, the
hell.
key is you put it on the lowest possible setting so it will still make the noise. It sounds really good.
Yeah.
When you just hear a little, like when you blow, when you're in Zelda and the bomb blows up the rocks, it goes doo 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 on the TV and on the Wiimote. It sounds pretty good. Yeah.
Can
So,
you do two player in Zelda?
no, only in whatever the one with the Wind Waker one. You can kind of do two player with the stupid cable thing, remember?
Oh
The stupid
yeah.
cable thing, yeah. Still no online games for the Wii though. I mean, because they only have. I mean, there's nothing online yet, but they have a lot of online functionality, just no games. I mean, I can
There is a
trade
site that
Miis
you can
with
play
people.
games with your Wii.
Yeah.
There's like a site. I have to find it again.
Hey Marshall,
But
you're really
there's.
low. Can you bump up your volume?
Yeah, hold on. How's this?
Yeah, that's much better.
Okay.
Because I can bump myself up, but I can't bump you guys up due to technical problems.
Right.
Technical problems, meaning your incompetence.
No, I was thinking more of because I only
No,
have
I think
one
it's kind of like he
track.
cannot control our computers from his computer.
Because I only have two tracks, one track for me, one track for you. That's the real reason. Anyway, so whatever. So Marshall, do you have no school tomorrow?
No, I don't have any school.
Okay.
I'm happy.
You want to come over and play the Wii?
Maybe.
Okay.
That'd be cool.
I guess we should
The
do. Okay, I
Wii.
have like two items of content if you
Oh, you
want.
have 2 items of content. Do
Well, really,
tell.
we have content.
That's more
Yes.
than twice the.
All right. So, I am a big Command Conquer fan.
I am not,
Really?
but.
Yes, I am a major Command Conquer fan. I'm
He's
not
still
really.
waiting for UB version.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway, so, they're having the new Command Conquer 3 game come out Wednesday. I'm
If only I
happy
played
about
other
that.
RTSs other than AoE 3 and StarCraft. Due to
Yeah,
technical
you don't even
reasons.
really play
Not
StarCraft.
really. Michael, can you turn your mic down a little bit?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
Anyway, so I have I have the new First Decade disc, which is the compilation of all the old new Command Conquer games. So that's how much of a nerd I am.
So you
How's
got,
this?
yeah, it's good. I don't know.
So
Anyway,
yeah,
I don't
I
know.
want that. And then the other item of content is a game review kind of thingy
Oh, of what?
of a game called Evil Genius.
Evil Genius is okay. I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, I think it's for PC only, so.
Well, I have a
Basically,
Windows
you play the
computer, so.
role of an evil genius, go figure. Right?
It's a
And so you
universal
have to
game.
build your. What?
I see. I found the website. Let me find the Wikipedia article.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely cool. But, and there's
Anyway.
like all these really interesting little things you can do. There's
Oh, I remember this game. It's like a Sims game or something where you build up your lair, right? And then you
Kinda,
kind
yeah.
of. Well,
But
I remember this
it's
from
a
a few
little bit
years
more
ago.
difficult to explain. There's that aspect of it, and then you like have this chessboard style view of the world, all the different countries and stuff that you could go to
You kind of do attacks and stuff.
steal various items and do various evil deeds and such.
Yeah, well,
I like Postal because you can kill people.
You can do more than kill people. You can.
I'm kidding.
Okay, Michael, I need
Then
you.
you can pee on their dead
Hey,
bodies.
Michael, I need you to go down a little bit more.
Well, they don't
Oh,
get
I was
that.
screaming there, sorry.
Okay.
Wait. How's this?
A little bit lower.
This? I'm like almost all the way down.
Oh, it is. It's really loud for me. It might just
How
be
about
a,
now?
It might be a Skype glitch. You know what? Never mind.
How about now?
You're still sounding the same, but
seriously?
Honestly, yeah.
It's all the way down.
You know what? I think Skype has screwed us again. Anyway, whatever. Let's just keep going. So, how is the game, Marshall?
Okay, well, you get your little evil genius character, and you have henchmen and minions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, the minions build stuff for you, and your henchmen kill things for you. That's basically how it goes.
That's pretty nice.
Should be the other way around, really.
You go, you know, undisclosed location on an island somewhere, and you build your lair into the side of a volcanic mountain, right?
Yeah.
And then, let me think. Okay, so you like dig out your lair. You can put in different rooms. You can put in a hallway with a barracks coming off of it, and like this control room over on the other side. So you could like filter out information, so you know what is where and such. And then once you built up your lair, you get attacked by these agents from the different governments of the world. So they send guys to try to get you out of there. And yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So it's a combination of Roller Coaster Tycoon, The Sims, and some kind of like a RTS. Is that somewhat like it's what it's like? That's what it looks like.
It's like, okay, have you guys ever played the game Dungeon Keeper or Dungeon Keeper 2?
No, but the Wikipedia article mentions that.
Yes.
That's right, where Marshall's getting all his info.
That's where I'm getting all my info.
Yeah.
It's all Wikipedia.
Okay, let's see. There's a bunch of other games you can look at that are like it. I'm trying to find.
Yeah. Ones. So basically.
Hospital? You ever found that game?
Oh yeah, I see it in the Wikipedia article. Where you design and operate a hospital.
Yeah. So if you take Theme Hospital and Dungeon Keeper, you mix them together, you pretty much got
pretty cool
evil genius.
Is it on Steam, or did you just find it at a random store?
You go out and buy it. It's from Sierra, you know? So it's not
It's not going to be on Steam. They're the arch nemesis of Valve.
Yeah.
Because Valve got PO'd somehow with them. So, yeah. See, if it's on Steam, I don't have to go out of the
house. Think you mean pwned?
No, what happened was... I don't mean pwned.
No, I mean pwned, not PO'd.
No comment. Okay. Yeah, Michael, you're still... whatever.
Oh, yeah, I can't do anything about it, because, like,
I'll do this
levels in system preferences get lower, but
do
Skype doesn't.
Do you have a control on your mic?
No, only in... It's only software.
Oh. See, this is All right, this is
anyway, let me just finish up
the podcast
real quick.
Okay.
It's definitely fun.
Mm-hmm.
Play it over and over again. There's all these different items that you never found if you play it one way through. It's definitely fun.
We'll talk about this offline. Can you bring me a copy? Okay. I can't buy games. It's...
No.
No. Because of...
You'd like to buy that crappy Ambrosia, whatever the hell it's called.
Which one?
Rip off of Centipede.
Oh, yeah, that game's amazing. But
Aprion, whatever.
But you know what? I paid $5 for that game, for that OS X version.
Dude, I bought that game, Endball.
Yeah.
So fucking hard.
Oh,
you
bought it? I just kept... Oh, can I have your key?
maybe.
can I... Never mind.
Okay, anyway, the point is, it's so damn hard.
It is, yeah.
It's just like, there's a few levels where it's like, it's so unbalanced, because there's this one level on the first, I guess, like, section of levels, you can say.
Yeah.
It's so hard, and then, like, things after that are really easy, and then there's... And then there's, like, this one level, everything's really easy except for one part, which is pretty much impossible.
Yeah.
It's fun, though. It's really addictive and fun.
I'd buy... How much is it? Like, $10?
10 or 15.
Okay, maybe I will buy it. Is it UB or is it not needed to be UB?
Yeah.
I guess it's not needed. Anyway. You know, they have Roller Coaster Tycoon soaked on the Mac now, so... I don't want to buy it. Because I already have it for the PC, and I have the original for the Mac, so it's like, oh man, I kind of want to buy it, but I'm not. I'm going to keep saying, you know what, I'm not buying any more games twice. So. And didn't you use your Call of Duty CD key somehow with the Mac version. And...
Oh, yeah. I used my Call of Duty 2 Windows version CD key on a Pirate Bay version of
the Mac.
Of the Mac version,
now,
which
question.
Is like, is this is the way I see it. I don't pirate games ever unless I own the game already.
Because
if I own the game already, it's like, who cares?
Now, the question is that legal?
No.
it might here's be. My opinion. If you own the game, then you own the game, right? You have the ownage. You have ownership of the title.
You have the ownage.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sick. I'm tired.
No, I like that.
Yeah,
the ownage.
You have ownership of the title of the game, so if you want to pirate it from there on, that's fine, but you can't give anybody any copies.
Oh, see, I've done everything. I've done so much crap with games. Then again, I don't have any respect, like 99% of it. I have Borat, but I got it the French version, not the normal version. So I got to download it. So I have the video. I just need the audio now. So maybe I should
wow, that's
buy
funny.
That freaking DVD. Hey, my brother's here. Do you want to say anything?
Yeah,
no, he doesn't want to say anything. Okay, that's good. You know. Yeah. Anyway, so Marshall, anything else you want to say?
I'll find something.
Yeah, we'll find something too. Okay. Looking through Wikipedia. Let me look at my Dig profile. Dig.com.
I just turned on an episode of Prison Break on my sister's computer, and I turned the volume on the computer all the way up. So we'll see what happens.
I think she's like, why the hell is Michael doing this crap?
That's what she does.
You know.
I can hear it in the next room, actually.
Yeah, someone got Ubuntu to run on the 360.
Whoa.
That's cool.
Because, you know, new version of Ubuntu came out, or is coming out in April, so.
I don't have any use for Linux.
Got my Ubuntu x86 CD, the beta. And if it only supported my Wi-Fi card, I would probably use it.
Yep.
All right. I think I might find some content. Give me like 30 seconds.
Hotties with high IQs. Okay, I found it. I found some content. Number one, Natalie Portman. That's the lady from Star Wars that sucked. And she is a crappy actor, though. Or actress. Whatever
hey,
they like to be
called.
Cool
that I did?
Yeah.
I built a medieval seed weapon.
That is what we call
really?
Nerdy.
Yes, it was very fun actually.
I see.
And I could fling like a little bolt like a good distance. Like,
You know, I can do that too. It's called my hand.
No, but I mean,
I
this
see.
Goes farther. I just didn't tune it up to do that.
I can fling a bolt with like this thing I built, and it can go like 50 feet. No, never mind.
You know, I should save that. That's such a great voice. Anyway.
Try a football field.
Try a football field? I don't know. I mean, if it's a small bolt, I could probably do most of the football field.
Here's the question. If it's a small bolt, does it have enough mass that you can project it across the football field? Or will it just be too light that it won't even...
If you aim it high enough.
If there's a big gust of wind that's angled at a 45-degree angle at about 45 miles an hour, should be enough that it'll make it about halfway across the football field.
Yeah, but he can't fling it at 45 miles per hour.
I can try.
I was talking about
you can try. You'll probably get maybe around 30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know,
the size
I think
of the bolt that I launched, you're probably not even going to get past 10.
Yeah, probably.
Well, how big is the bolt?
10 pounds?
No, it's like maybe 3 feet long, made of wood, maybe about...
Oh, crap, my sister's trying to take control
pounds.
Over the computer.
Yeah, anyway, Marshall, Michael has a version of Apple Remote Desktop, so he's going to screw around with it for the rest of the show.
They're going to come to my room and get angry.
Well, if Michael leaves at any time, we'll know why.
Oh, crap, here they come. Close window. Must close window. There. Okay, they
like
never
he's
knew.
Looking at porn or something.
No, I'm just playing Prison Break via remote desktop, and they're like, "What the hell? Where is that coming from?"
Was that you?
Holy shit! That voice was amazing.
Whoa!
My God, who was that?
Oh
what,
my
that
fucking
voice?
God!
Wait, what was I saying?
Voice.
I don't know.
What was I saying?
Oh my God! The Prison Break is playing. That voice.
Oh
was
my God! The plan Prison Break.
That
like
voice
that?
Was so much. It was like, oh my fucking God, is really his sister?
What the
hell? Honestly?
That's what she sounds like. It's like, oh my God, I was playing Prison Chaos Break.
No, not
it's
that.
Crazy.
The first time, Jesus. It was amazing. Anyway.
It's amazing. Whoa. Okay. No, what?
It was amazing.
Yeah, I was like, holy crap.
Yeah? maybe?
You're
yeah, maybe.
Dead.
Yeah. No. No.
You don't have to edit this out.
that was funny.
Okay. Anyway.
It's really funny because in remote desktop, if you try and control your own computer, it goes, what are you trying to do? You can't control your own computer.
Really? Does that?
Yeah.
Anyway, I have a pirated version of Final Cut Studio to try out, so. I'll have Soundtrack Pro. No more fucking Garage Band.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
Wait, is this the Apple thing, but like...
Well, Final Cut Studio is the... Basically, it's Final Cut Pro. It's Motion. It's Soundtrack Pro and DVD Studio Pro.
Where the hell did the melt go?
So, they're all kind of... Motions Whoa. For doing graphic stuff. And yeah, I think you know what the rest of them do. Based on names.
What are the names again?
Well, there's Final Cut Pro. That's for doing the video.
Cutting
that.
Stuff?
Yeah, cutting video. Anyway.
Oh, darn. Then I was kind of hoping it was like zucchini or something.
Then there's Motion, which
is... Oh, my God!
For making motion stuff. And then there's...
Oh, you can make things move.
Yeah, you can make, like, titles roll in and stuff pop out. And I was going to make a ejaculation joke, but anyway.
Well, wait, what did you say, though?
Nothing.
You can make stuff come out and stuff? Is that what you said? Come out. Very funny, Jeremy. My sister's amazed by how I'm controlling the screen right now.
Can't you just,
like, look, Mom!
Oh, my God. Anyway. What
did I do the voice again?
No, yeah, a little bit. It wasn't as good, though.
Oh, my God! Like that?
Well, we have less content than
God,
usual.
Look, it's
then
the
again,
computer.
I say that every
it's
time.
Like
do you listen to Mac Break Weekly? You do, right?
Dude, I swear to God, that one guy, the guy who sounds like he's gay, you know who he is, right?
Who, Merlin?
You
no,
know.
He has a wife.
You know I don't watch.
The Merlin man.
Yeah,
whatever his name is.
He has a wife, though.
Merlin, the gay guy. God, he's so damn annoying. He's so annoying, you know? He starts randomly talking about music. It's like, I don't care. Jeez, if they kicked him off the show, it'd be so much better.
I don't know. I kind of like him. He's so stupid. He's almost as stupid as us. It's like, he can do it.
Apple TV?
Yeah.
What? You got an Apple TV?
No, I got hacks for the Apple TV.
Oh, yeah, there's so many of them already. Because I think Apple's marketing decision is, okay, we're going to let them do whatever they want to do with this fucking thing. Because we don't want to pay for the codecs, so we're just going to ship the ones we got, and we'll let everyone else do it. Soon, you're going to be able to plug a USB key in, and it'll make you play any video format.
And work on a non-HD TV.
I think it should. I mean, I could plug it into my crappy TV upstairs. No use, but...
Can your crappy TV, can your crappy cable stream, or not stream, but output HD content?
My cable box can output 1080i and 720p content.
No. I mean, you know how you can connect your iBook to your TV? Can those cables HD?
The FireWire? Oh, no.
No, the component stuff.
No, DVI could, VGA could, but not anything else. Component should, but composite, no. So,
yeah. I'm using DVI. HDMI with DVI.
HDMI and DVI are the same thing, so.
Not really. They're different plugs,
Well, yeah, but they're the same.
One plugs into my TV, one plugs into my computer. That's all I know.
Yeah, they use the same information stream. So.
I do, however, know the acronym meaning for HDMI. High Definition Media Input.
Well, I just put it into Google, and that's High Definition Multimedia Interface.
Oh, whatever.
You are wrong. Well, you're wrong, as the guy from MXC would say.
As the guy from who would say?
MXC, you know, that show.
Oh, yeah.
That show.
They don't get it. Well, I mean, we get it, but I don't know when it's on, and I don't really care.
Why? play.
Because I pirated anyway.
It's so stupid because they all get hit in the nuts.
Okay. Yeah, it's even stupider because, like, normally it is a normal Chinese TV show, but then they overlay with, like, crappy English people. So
yeah,
that's
why it's
weird.
So good, because they have make so many stupid jokes and make all these sexual references. It's an amazing show.
Yeah.
And it is John...
Marshall, you alive? I mean, your Skype thing says I swear I'm not dead, but...
I don't know, he's not. Anyway.
Where'd he go?
Okay, does anyone have any real content?
I think I'm still alive.
Well, I hear him, so maybe he is.
For some reason, his audio bars go with my audio bars. And when he talks, nothing happens.
I think that's what we call Skype deciding to not like cross-platformability. Because Marshall's on Windows and we're both on OS X. And if we had someone that's running Linux, it would explode.
I should boot in right now. No, I should boot into Apple TV OS. Even though it doesn't actually boot because it just gets stuck at the screen.
Well, you know that Apple TV OS is OS X.
Nah, it's like Front Row.
No, it's running a stripped down OS X. So
I just booted into Front Row.
Oh God, I hate Front Row.
Ring! I love the noise it makes when you start it up. Ring.
Wait.
Ring.
That noise.
Ring.
Yeah, you should hear it in the podcast because of the way it records.
How come you never listen?
No, I just do the exact opposite of whatever anybody tells me to. Tell me to do something.
Do that again.
Ring.
But you didn't do the exact opposite.
Yeah, well, I did it because it annoyed you.
thanks to the magical wiretap.
I gotta stop.
At home, we'll hear the noise a few times.
Ring.
Michael, are you high?
Not last time I checked. I'm watching Prison Break via the networks, the tubes, the local tubes.
Oh, I don't like
Prison
Break.
On my sister's
computer.
Because all the Prison Break is on that computer.
Why don't you? I guess you have no hard drive space.
No. I just want to buy like a 1 terabyte drive and set up a NAS.
How much is a terabyte drive right now? So, does anyone have any content that they want to share? Marshall, do you have anything you do?
Homosexuality.
Michael.
I just couldn't say gay.
What's wrong with... Anyway.
There's nothing wrong. I mean, there's nothing wrong with homosexuality.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Nothing wrong.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Okay.
My mouse disappeared and I don't know where it is.
Oh my god.
Anyway. God damn it. I hate it when that happens.
Because
in remote desktop... Oh, there we go. Because remote desktop, sometimes it goes retarded. And it don't work. It don't work.
It goes retarded.
Shit, why is it doing that? There, now I turned off sharing mouse crap, and now it works.
Anyway, Michael does not like Merlin for some reason.
Because he's annoying. All he talks about is, like, iPod sock references.
I know, that's why he's... Anyway. You know, did you listen to the Mac Breaks?
iPod sock references?
Anyway.
Yeah.
Did you listen to the Mac...
You know the iPod sock, you know.
I have zero iPod accessories, so...
What are we saying, Jeremy?
Well, you know the episode of Mac Break with the surround sound? Yeah, that was cool.
No. Oh, yeah, the one where they did the weird thing where it's like... I heard that on... It was also on... God dang it, what is it called?
Dignation a long time ago.
Yeah, they did it on Dignation.
It is really cool, though.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit. Once they have that
Yeah,
because
it feels like it's behind me.
It's like, oh, crap, oh, wait. Oh, crap, oh, wait. Oh, crap.
Anyway, I'm getting a new computer.
Is it really? When?
Not the first.
Like, I already have it.
Oh.
It's not really new. It's like my dad's old computer that he had fixed up.
What is it?
It's, okay, so let me give you...
Be a Mac.
Cheers, like, be a Mac.
All right, so we got... I'm not really sure exactly what they are.
Okay.
But, you know, it's not really new, so it's not like I'm getting, like, some new Alienware thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Alienware's Dell. Falcon Northwest.
Alienware's Dell. It sucks now.
Well, actually, Dell's pulled themselves together. Yeah, but anyway.
They have Linux now in Dell. But anyway. No.
So it's got like a pretty decent processor. It's definitely better than my laptop now. Basically,
yeah, that's good.
What? Is it like home built?
Yeah, it's home built.
Oh, I think I saw it before. Is it the one with the clear plastic case and all the LED?
Yes, that one.
Yeah. It's the one that runs really hot, too.
Yeah, that one.
So in the levels of computers, you have Max, Home Built, and then everything else. There. That's my official status. So it's... Well, you can put...
No, it's Max, Home Built. It's Max, Home Built with Linux, Max, Home Built... No. Max, Home Built with Linux, Home Built with Windows, and then everything else
sucks.
What,
you know what's above that? Above everything? Home Built with OS 1086.
Yeah, that... No, because then you can't upgrade past 10.4.
Well, come on, they're going to hack it with 10.5.
Why would they... No, they can't hack it, because the only reason 10.4 worked was because it was a dev kit.
No, I think...
Intel dev kit thing.
I think what OS 10 does is that it will install on your system, and it looks for the TPM chip, the trusted computing thing that we all hate. It looks for that chip. If it doesn't see that chip, it won't install. Or boot up, maybe. It probably doesn't look for it each boot up. This ain't Microsoft we're talking about, but I mean Microsoft.
You know. Yeah, that's why it takes so damn long for Windows to boot. Like sure it takes twice as long for Windows to boot than it does for OS X.
You know, I think that's just because Windows sucks at doing stuff, but it might be copy protection. Because Apple, at least in OS X, you don't notice any copy protection. I can take my.
You do in iTunes. Oh, yeah, have you ever had that problem where it's like, oh, you can't change the format of this file because it has copy protection.
Man, I love iTunes in the good old days.
Hold on a second, parents are calling.
Oh, okay. Anyway, back in the good old days, they had iTunes. You could do whatever you want. You could transfer files computer to computer. No one cared. You could do all kinds of crap with your iPod. But now it's all locked down because the man also knows. All
right, well, I got to go, guys, because we have a 1 megabit connection. My dad needs to download a file. And things are not working.
Tell him it's going to run okay anyway. Dude, Skype doesn't use any bandwidth. Skype uses the upload bandwidth.
Let's check. Remember? iStat Pro.
Hey, you do know that Skype uses only upload bandwidth. And a minimum
that's only... No, it says in 2.7 megs.
Even K.
Megs.
You're not getting 2.7 megs.
Look, I'll show you, buddy. Full Shift 4.
How the hell do you get 2.7 megs on a single Skype? You downloading torrents?
No. Wait. No. I had to actually check, which is the funny part.
I don't know. Maybe 2.4 megs in the last, while. But
look.
Maybe 10K.
No. Read it for yourself, buddy.
Okay.
Accept the file.
Yeah, I did. Holy shit. Really?
I don't know. It's probably a bug.
You know, it might be because that's... you watched the Prison Break, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is. I see.
Yeah, maybe you should stop Prison Break. That might help.
No, I stopped it a while ago.
Yeah, so it's still thinking.
I don't know why it took so long to update. It's now saying 81 megabyte... Oh, fuck.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
what the hell is saying 8.1 megabits?
It's because you're still trying to stream the Prison Break. You just...
Why? I don't even have it on.
Oh, did you have it on, though? And
check your background.
Is iTunes still open? Or whatever you use, right?
It does on my... Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, so it's still trying to get... It's getting the data.
Okay, I quit it. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, it should drop.
7.8K. Yeah, 6K.
Yeah, so that's how much Skype
7K. Is. There you go.
Zippo. Well, anyone want to talk about anything else? Because I kind of want to end this.
I have a little bit of content.
Oh, Marshall has content. Okay,
like as in a minute worth of content.
That's fine.
So on Google Video, which is actually really cool. If you go on Google Video and then search Revenge of the Nerds, you can get the whole movie for free. It's cool.
You know, I've done that with a few movies. That one Michael Moore documentary, the Columbine one, it's a good movie. I kind of think it's all BS, but you know.
Michael Moore, of course, is BS.
It was a good movie, though. I
to be laughed at, not to be taken seriously.
It was actually pretty good, though. Well,
I laugh at everything and never take it seriously. Like, you know that Al Gore thing? Like, what is it called? Not, you know, I want to say The Day After Tomorrow, but...
Truth.
Yeah, that one. I laughed at that.
You know, they've actually discovered that it's not even us. There's explosions happening on the sun, and so the heat waves are passing.
Oh, whatever, man. Explosions on the sun, bad cars, whatever. Fuck. I don't care. I'm a Republican.
You know, it costs less to run a Hummer for 300,000 miles at $1.26 per mile than it does to run a Toyota Prius
What do you, where do you look this stuff up, Marshall? It's just like most random crap you can think of.
Okay, let me explain why I have all this information. All right, so in my school, there's this one guy who keeps bugging me because I made a comment where I was like, you know, I don't really care about global warming. You know?
Yeah. Join the club, man.
And so this guy, you know, keeps poking me, saying, "So you don't care if we all die in free, you know, die over?" It's like, what the hell, man?
I'd rather drown in Cheetos.
As Alex,
that's odd.
Alex Albrecht said, and also Kermit the Frog, it ain't easy being green. Anyway.
Okay.
Absolutely nothing to do with this, but anyway. Yeah, green. So this guy keeps bugging me about global warming. And then I just, like, go out and search, all right, fine. You know, if you want information, I'll get you information. So I go out and pull off, you know, a couple articles and then, like, this whole, you know, 18-page essay on global warming that says, okay, look.
You just wrote an 18-page essay.
No.
Not even for school.
The other guy wrote it nice from him, and I said, okay, here. Here's this, and then, you know, he didn't even look through it and said, you're just, you know, this and this and this. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's how Democrats are.
The most annoying guy ever, and I was like, you know what, screw you, and I never talked to him again.
What's his name?
Nathaniel.
Don't say the last name because we're not allowed to say last names. That's my official rule.
Is it Jones?
Nathaniel Smith.
Okay. Right.
I'll pretend you didn't say that. Okay. Anyway. Yeah. Honestly,
is it really Smith?
No, it's not.
Okay.
But honestly, though, the Prius is a nice car, especially on the inside.
The Prius looks like the kind of car a woman would drive. A man cannot drive that car unless he's married. If a bachelor man drives a Prius, he will never get laid.
You know, there's a good chance I will be driving that Prius because my mom and dad will get a new Prius. So I'll be driving that.
Why?
Because they're going to have the 100-mile-a-gallon Prius in next year.
How much is that going to cost?
Same price. I mean, come on. This is putting more
you
batteries.
You know that ad that you see with 60 miles per gallon in the Prius?
You don't get 60. You get about 50.
Yeah, they got in a lot of trouble because it's only, like, downhill if you're rolling, you know?
I don't know. Honestly.
It's like no gas, no brakes, just downhill the whole way. Yeah, you get 60 miles a gallon.
No, when you're going down a mountain, you get 100 plus. You're basically recharged the batteries. So let's say we're heading to L.A. You know those big mountains? You get about 30 going up. And you get about infinite going down. So.
Infinite. Well, yeah. I mean, if all you're doing is rolling down without the engine even started.
The batteries go all the way down to nothing, and then they get recharged all the way. It's really cool. It's a really nice car, though.
I tell you, if there's one thing I'm going to do, if I ever get a Prius, which I'm not
going
to.
You're
going
to hack the Prius.
Yes, I'm going to put in, like, my own set of new batteries and just.
You can have a true.
I'll put in
car.
A bunch of double A. Oh, did you see that thing about the car that's like electric car? And it uses something like 2,000 double A batteries, and it can go 300 miles an hour. But then you have to replace the batteries every like 8 minutes or something.
Probably.
Why the hell? That's you have 200. Okay, let me get this straight.
Because they light. They're lightweight.
Every 8 hours, you have to take them all out. 200 of them.
No.
And then put 200 back in.
Yeah. No, it's just like it was a test car. They were just trying to break a land speed record.
Oh, for electric cars.
An electric vehicle.
Yeah. Whatever.
All right. Okay, they could do that, yeah.
Anyway, I have to say I do like the Prius, but I wouldn't buy it just for the gas saving advantages. You buy it because you have the little screen you get to touch with.
No, wow, Jeremy, I can do that with a lot of other cars too.
You can get, you know, you can. See,
my dad's car actually does
when
that.
When you brake, you can see the little thing recharge the batteries. You know, it's really cool.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
But I'm telling you, though, if you're not married and you're a man and you drive a – don't drive a Prius.
Yes, but you know what? I probably will.
Get yourself a nice little something.
Get a new
Mazda.
Truck.
No, okay.
Get yourself a truck.
We're actually buying a truck.
Anyone looks tall in a truck.
I would get a truck, but then again, why?
We're buying a truck in the next
drive,
month or so, because my dad's lease expires.
Oh. See, there's a problem though. I don't want to drive.
I do. I can't wait to drive.
I don't. I don't want to get have to stay in traffic for 3 hours a day. The thing is, I don't. Well,
Yeah, that's the thing. There's no traffic where I live. Where I live, it's like.
I don't know if your dad has that little sticker that lets you drive in the carpool lane.
Oh yeah, he uses that.
On his Prius. They don't give those out anymore.
Nope.
So you have to hope that you can keep that sticker.
The rumor is that the old Priuses are going for more than the new ones. Even ones like 2 years old for the sticker, yeah.
Yeah. The stickers are definitely worth having. So your dad's probably going to take the sticker off and put it on his new one.
Yeah, he'll probably I don't know, maybe.
He'd better duct tape it because, you know, the glue on the back of the stickers these days.
You know, I bet you can get another
That's what epoxy's for, man.
Yeah, let's see if they have those on freaking eBay. You should get a Hummer and buy one of those stickers off eBay.
You know what you can do? You could actually get the hybrid, you know, little punch mark little thing on the back.
Yeah.
You know, that actually just says hybrid.
What are they called? Can... Like carpool lane stickers?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I bet there aren't any, though. I mean,
No, but you could get the little metal, you know, insert thing that says hybrid on it.
Yeah.
You could get one of those.
Yeah, we got. You can buy one. We got the Prius for that.
And then
one.
You can like stick it on your
There's
old
one
like,
item.
Chevy Rambler type thing, you know.
Yeah.
And they offer them in two versions. Shipping is free, $4.
Yeah, it's more like a joke though. It's not, you know.
No, it's not. It's real.
Well, yeah, but you're not. But if you use it and a cop finds you out and I'm like, nah, it's like that ain't a hybrid car. You're gonna go to jail, man.
He's got an 18. He's got an 18 in stock.
Well, here's the thing. You can get that, but then just don't drive in the carpool lane and just see how many people laugh at you.
Well, yeah, that's the thing.
It's not really like you have to go to jail because you put a hybrid thing on your car.
No. Well, yeah, if you drive it in the carpool lane with one person.
It's just totally cool.
Oh, yeah. Just don't, you know, go in the carpool lane when you're not supposed to. Because they'll probably,
don't do that.
Probably shoot your tires, you'll do like a backflip, and you'll crash into the other.
Wow, you're like that guy in the Allstate commercials. Chances of you being in a movie style crash, 1 in a billion. Chances of you being in a car crash, 1 in 8. That's so dumb. That's
I'll take
so
the 1 in a billion
you know,
over the 1 in 8.
I bet you, Jeremy, they're probably just going to pull you over.
Yeah, probably.
Unless you're going over, you know.
They'll give you a $50.
They're a problem, officer. I noticed you have a sticker on the back of your car. Hummer, in fact.
They'll just give you. They'll give you the carpool lane fine. That's like $200.
That's a long ass link.
Oh yeah, it is a long ass link. He sent me. Ah, Growl. How I despise you.
I love Growl.
Access denied. California hasn't neutered me. That's awesome.
What?
That's pretty nice.
That's what it says.
Oh my god, I didn't see that.
That's pretty nice.
I didn't see that. I thought it was the carpool lane sticker.
That's the other one that says access denied, cubic inches, not kilowatts.
Where?
It there's like a little one that has the two little tags on it.
Yeah, I see that one.
All the way at the bottom, I think.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So it says access denied, California hasn't neutered me, and the other one says access denied, cubic inches, not kilowatts.
Anyway.
Wow.
Which, of course, refers to the amount of the size you're
in. Yeah, we know, Marshall.
Yeah,
they just need like two electric engines and one they have two electric engines so you can just go real fast.
Actually, you know, here's something really cool that you could probably do at home is you get
a lot of AA batteries and hook them up to your car
and then
replace them every 8 hours.
No, you get a motorcycle battery.
Oh,
you know, like when you get on motorcycles, you take two of those, and then you get two of the pocket rocket motors from those little pocket bikes.
Oh,
you take the motors out, you hook up two to a giant like I don't know. Get a like a rubber wheel, solid rubber wheel.
Okay, this is gonna end badly.
And then build off your own like little motorcycle off the front end.
You know what? You know what'll happen?
Sounds like it'll fall apart.
You would die.
Really?
That's like the build it at your home Segway. You're gonna fall off that thing.
No. Look, you get a big thick rear wheel and you get a big thick front wheel, right?
Yeah, I guess
you
you'll
put
probably
a motor
okay.
to the front wheel, so you get a lot of torque, right?
Well, the real problem is, I wouldn't trust myself in construction anything. if I ever built roller coasters for a living, I would not ride them. You know why? Because I'm not good.
Because you build to kill, right?
Well, no.
Build to kill, baby. You know, that's what he does in roller coasters. Have you ever seen Jeremy play Roller Coaster Tycoon?
Oh, yeah.
No, and I kind of don't want to. Yeah,
if I went on any of those rides, I would pass out like 10 times over.
You know, I actually am starting to build more, quote, realistic roller coasters.
All right.
To Riddler's head.
You get ones that go up like 300,000 feet in the air, then come straight down.
Honestly, yeah, that's pretty much what you used to do.
I've done that once, but most of the time.
And then you have to have them go like just immediate U-turn at the bottom.
Immediate U-turn, and then go up again. And it's like it all happens in half a second. It's like
their heads fly off and blood sprayed everywhere.
You know you can't.
All right, I think that's a good note to end on.
You know you can't kill people in the new Roller Coaster Tycoon 3. You can't.
Why?
You can't drown him. You can't. In a crash, they all just get up off the ground.
It's like, holy crap, I just fell from 400 feet. Oh, well, let's go get some hot dogs.
It's like Peter and the giant chicken. They can crash off a building, but he just kind of gets up, you know? It's like,
well, he fell on top of the chicken.
Oh, wow.
All right, let's finish
okay,
up.
Okay, anyone have anything to say? Michael does a podcast. It's not this one.
All right.
Whoa.
And Marshall probably doesn't.
No, I don't have another podcast. No.
And
but
I'm currently working
on a new website layout design for the site.
Yeah, whatever.
And it will be up maybe next month. It will look a lot better than now.
Hopefully we'll have two. Well, my theory is we're going to release one episode every time Leo releases an episode of Floss Weekly, which is released about once a month. So, but the last time was 2 months. Now it was 1 month between them. So it should be 2 weeks. So we'll have a new episode probably 2 weeks.
Only with your math.
Anyway. Okay.
Only with your math.
My math isn't. All right. Actually, I have algebra too, but anyway. My math skills are usually pretty bad. Okay, we have an hour and 6 minutes of crap, which is about 5 minutes of content. But it'll be edited probably about 50 minutes.
I also have cheap ideas for promotional items.
Yeah,
I think like what?
Promotional items.
Well, like telling everyone on MySpace, look at this.
No, you know what's better than MySpace? Verb. Much better.
What?
Verb. What the fuck is
Verb? V-I-R-B. Type that into Google. It's like
no,
MySpace,
thank you.
But a hell of a
probably
lot better.
Porn.
I wish it was
friends. Just the video helping you stay connected.
I think I have an account, but I don't remember. It's probably just JJER.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, don't look at it. I'm turning it off now.
Anyway.
Hey everyone, due to a small technical issue, GarageBand. We had to split this episode, and you know what? It doesn't really matter. Anyway, you can find all the links at Delicious/Geek This Week. You can find our site at geekthisweek.googlepages.com. Also in iTunes, if you do a search for Geek This Week, you should see it there. Yeah, it was Geek This Week episode 5. So.